The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, so welcome. Welcome to a happy hour. It's nice to see you all. And tonight I wanted to talk a little bit about working with neutral persons, so-called neutral persons. Probably most of you know that with loving kindness practice, we start where it's easiest, somebody or some being with whom it's really easy to have a warm-heartedness, a sense of care and respect and love, kindness. And then we kind of radiate out to progressively more and more difficult. And when I'm teaching loving kindness, I tend to start with the beginning, just where it's easy. It turns out you'll find tremendous benefits starting where it's easy, and you will find just naturally loving kindness starts to radiate out towards more and more difficult people in your life, whether or not we are making it a specific practice. And there may be times when, if you've been doing happy hour for a while, you might feel like, okay, Diana is going to the self, but I feel like it's more appropriate for me or feels right to go to a more difficult person, you're welcome to do that, to go at a pace that feels correct for you. But today I want to talk a little bit more about neutral persons. That is, well, first to recognize, like, what is a neutral person? It's really, we use this expression to mean somebody we don't have a relationship with. So it might be somebody that we kind of know about, but we don't know them. So this might be, we used to say the grocery store clerk or the mail carrier or the delivery person. We used to kind of bring this up as examples of the neutral person. But in this era, I don't know, I myself feel a lot of gratitude for these individuals. So they're not quite so neutral, even though I don't have a relationship with them. So a neutral person is somebody that maybe that you just don't notice. That they, you know, our lives are filled with other people that we don't interact with, and that, but somehow are a part of our lives. And this includes, you know, people walking down the street that we might see that they like to go for a walk after dinner, for example, and we might see them, or maybe walking their dog in the morning, or somebody who regularly parks their car near your place, or whomever it might be. And in a little bit, we'll practice with a neutral person. And of course, you can use somebody here on this Zoom call, somebody that you don't know. You don't know anything about them. You just know how they're appearing at this very moment in this little square, this little slice of their experience right now. But this working with loving kindness for a neutral person is a fantastic place to practice. It's a really, can be a really rich place to practice just for this very reason that we don't have a relationship with them and that we don't feel strongly one way or the other. And one downfall perhaps of sticking primarily with where loving kindness, where it's easy to develop, is that we don't stretch our loving kindness muscles. Can I say that? We don't stretch our capacity to be where it's a little bit more difficult. And that is, so we don't, maybe it doesn't stretch, and we might have this idea that we might need to always, when we practice loving kindness, to have lots of overflowing feelings of love and warmth. Excuse me. We might need to have, you know, just bubbling over or oozing out with loving kindness. Sure, that's great when that happens, but sometimes loving kindness practice is just ordinary. It feels dry. It feels like maybe there's no richness to it. And yet, there can be some real value in just hanging out or hanging in there and hanging out with the practice, continuing to say the phrases, And continuing to set our intention of cultivating loving kindness, even though it doesn't feel juicy or particularly like anything in particular is happening. So we're not trying to fabricate a feeling when we do loving kindness practice. We're not trying to manufacture it to make it happen. We're just creating the conditions in which these feelings of warmth or care might naturally arise. And to acknowledge that it's perfectly okay if they don't arise. In fact, it might be the case that sometimes everything except loving kindness arises as kind of a purification of some sort. But we don't have to add this extra layer of stress onto our loving kindness practice, thinking that we have to be feeling a particular way. So practicing with neutral persons is a way in which it might not be as overflowing, might not be as initially as deep or maybe immediately satisfying. But we can practice with hanging in there, and we can practice with our intention, recognizing that maybe what's most important is our intention, rather than any immediate experiences that we're having, but our intention to be cultivating loving kindness. That is to connect with that which is inside of us, which is in all of us, to care for others, have some warmth towards others. And chances are these neutral people, if we get to talk to them and hear about some of their greatest triumphs or hear about some of their greatest difficulties or learn more about their families or something like this, chances are that we would begin to care about them. Because just like us, they want to be happy. And just like us, they're trying to find their way how to be happy. So for today's loving kindness practice, we'll start how I often start with working with a lovable being, and then we'll go to ourselves. I think working with ourselves, in my view, so many of us can never do enough of that. Maybe I shouldn't say can never. So many of us can benefit from doing some of this loving kindness for ourselves. And then we'll play around, explore a little bit with doing loving kindness for a neutral person. Okay, so with that as an introduction, we can begin by just settling in and feeling, what does it feel like to just be here right now? Feel the pressure of the chair, the cushion against your body. What else is the experience right now? We're just noticing what it feels like to be a human at this moment. What does it feel like to be sitting here and to know you're sitting? Allowing the awareness to rest, just to whatever experiences are predominant right now. And you might discover that breathing is predominant. The movement of the chest, or maybe the movement of the abdomen. Maybe the feeling of air, of going in and out of the nose. Can you rest your awareness on the sensations of breathing? Feeling the movement, the expansion, contraction. It's quite something how we breathe all the time, and most of the time we don't notice. But if we want to, we can notice just by resting our awareness and really feel what it feels like to breathe. If you find yourself lost in thought, just very simply, gently begin again with feeling the sensations of breathing. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, bring to mind a lovable being, that is, someone for whom it's easy, straightforward, uncomplicated, to feel warm-heartedness, warmth, care, goodwill. And then to support our intention of cultivating loving kindness, can repeat silently or out loud if you'd like these phrases. Maybe I'll say just a word about these phrases before we begin. You're welcome to modify them, to use words, use language that are meaningful for you. That's you can connect with, that resonate for you. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. It might be there's a feeling of sensations in the body of some warmth or open-heartedness, a little bit of ease. There might not be also. It's perfectly fine if there isn't. But if there is, see if you can allow that feeling of well-being or spaciousness or warmth to get as big as it would like. The key word here is allow. We're not forcing it. And then to allow any feeling of well-being to be a support, to be a foundation, to something that can support the loving kindness. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Can you let your mind rest in the phrases in some kind of way? Letting the phrases be meaningful, but not trying to force them to create something, or not trying to force anything. And then to use this loving kindness that we're cultivating for a lovable being as a foundation, as a place from which we can build, can extend loving kindness for ourselves. So you can either bring to mind the felt experience of what it's like to be here in this moment, or an image of yourself. Some people like to use images from when they were children. They find that a little bit easier. Whatever feels comfortable at this moment. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be healthy. Now we can move on to a neutral person to expand our loving kindness to include somebody that we don't have a relationship with and recognize that just like us, they wish to be happy, healthy, safe, have ease. Can bring to mind a neutral person. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. You might notice that there's a shift in the bodily sensations, or maybe not. Just do a gentle inquiry. If there is any sense of warmth, spaciousness, you can allow that to support you. But again, it's perfectly fine if that isn't there. Don't underestimate how powerful it is to set our intentions to cultivate loving kindness. Thank you. Maybe with the neutral person, it's helpful to more frequently bring to mind the neutral person, so that the mind doesn't slip off into thoughts or something else. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground. Feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So doing loving kindness meditation for neutral persons not only helps support us in our loving kindness practice, but this recognition that loving kindness practice doesn't have to be filled with really rich emotional loving experiences. It has this power of just inclining the mind again and again to this intention of cultivating loving kindness. But not only that, doing loving kindness practice for neutral people is because our lives are filled with neutral people. Other people in the cars when we're driving, other people in the stores when we're shopping, or there's countless individuals, right? How many billions of people that we don't know, that we don't have relationships with? And so to be practicing loving kindness for a neutral person is a way in which we can help create the conditions that neutral people can become people that we care about, that we have warmth towards, even if we don't have relationships with them. And this is how we can change the world, is by having some warm-heartedness, some care, some respect, by actually seeing neutral people and having just maybe a little bit of warmth. Maybe that's all that it is. Doesn't mean that we condone everything that they do, and it doesn't mean that we agree with everything that their life is experienced about. It just means that we haven't closed our hearts. It just means that we're not dismissive. So it can be really helpful to talk about these ideas and to share them with others, to kind of like explore them for yourself, and to this idea of loving kindness for neutral people. So I'd like to put you into some breakout rooms where you have an opportunity to talk with some other people and to share this and explore together this idea of what does it mean to have loving kindness for somebody that you don't know, that you don't have a relationship with at all? Or you can talk about what is it like to, that just that experience that we just had, to have a guided meditation and to do some loving kindness practice. So you can either describe or talk about your experience, or you can describe and talk about the idea of loving kindness for neutral people, or maybe that the distinction between those two is not so great. So we'll have about 12 minutes to talk about this, and then we'll check in again. So have fun. Okay, so I'd love to hear from you all. How was that? Did you have some new insights, some new ideas? Maybe some, I don't know, so anybody would like to share kind of how that was in the small group? Okay. Oh, I see. Yes. And I'm Michael, you have your hand up. Oh, but then you muted yourself. Now you're unmuted.
I think I just learned that from one of the other groups, to raise your hand when you're on the telly to hit the pound 9. But I just think I was really touched, and I think it's really sweet. And one of the things I want to share is I just think this group draws a really sweet, altruistic group of humans, and I'm really grateful for it because I've been Zooming a lot, and not all the groups are kind and gentle or pleasant, and I find this one very pleasant in the terms of the practice, very, very pleasant. So deep bows to you all, and thank you.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Michael. Yeah, it's remarkable, right? There's a lot of beautiful people out there. And they consistently are here. Anybody else have a comment they'd like to say? Oh. Yes, Chris. Oh, I'm sorry. Somebody was speaking, and then I also saw Chris's hand up. So maybe I'll let Chris go first, and then whoever was speaking.
I found, I don't know, the norm, it's just hard to be in this world of experiencing neutral relationships. I don't know. I guess it's just the norm for me. It's like, I don't know. I like chaos relationships. I don't know. It was just like the experience of neutral people was very fluttering. It was very like short, very quick. I didn't seem to like to just be with like neutral people.
Yeah. It's fantastic, Chris, that you noticed this. I think you're not alone in this, right? Often with the neutral people, we're not getting juice. I don't know what the word is from them. And so maybe chaos is kind of juicy, even if it is chaotic, right? I'm using this word juicy kind of in a vague way, maybe. But no, I think this is a fantastic thing to notice. And just to, I don't know, have some openness, some curiosity about what would it be like if I felt some openness, maybe, or even just actually see people that are neutral. You know, just to shift even just a tiny bit our relationship towards people that aren't so juicy for us. Thank you, Chris. And then, Trudy, did you have your hand up?
Well, I had it up, and my thought was similar to Chris's, first of all, I find it difficult to find someone who's neutral, because if I'm not noticing them so much, then I have a hard time bringing them up for the exercise. And I'm not fond of staying in that place either. I think I like even difficult people. You know, there's more of a charge there. There's feels like there's more to work with and make some changes. And the same with the persons who are easy to love, like the friend who took me to the pharmacy to get a prescription today. You know, it's just people can be so, so wonderful and so nice. And I really, really want to hang out with those. And then I want to work on the difficult part and the neutral. I don't know. I don't know about that.
Excellent. That was very nicely said. Very nicely said, Trudy. Thank you. Yeah. And so it's such a rich place to explore, and because right, our lives are filled with neutral people that that maybe we don't notice so much, but maybe I just offer this as a question: what would it be like if we just generally had some open-heartedness towards everybody, even the neutral ones?
Yep.
Okay, so I wish you all a wonderful evening, and may your lives be filled with health and happiness and safety and some ease. And now I'd like to unmute us all if you'd like to participate, and we can say kind of goodbye all together and say thank you. So bye.
Thank you, Diana.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
for having the sessions.
Yes, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Diana. Bye, Trudy.